Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So when I check my emails after the show, one of the common themes is, John, how do I find out if I can get the vaccine? What have you heard about the Johnson & Johnson vaccine? Where is it being distributed? If I'm 50 years old or 40 years old, can I finally get this thing? Well, you know, we go to the folks who have some answers for us. Dr. Mary Schmidt is with Schmidt & Libby Health Consultancy. She's also a resident faculty member at Virginia Commonwealth University Medical School, and I'm glad to have Dr. Schmidt back with us this morning. How are you today? How you think things are rolling here in Virginia?
Thank you for having me today, John. Well, I think we're rolling. We're doing a lot better than we had been. I think the machine's getting a little bit better oiled, but it's certainly a little bit confusing for most people on where to get the vaccine and how they're going to get it at what location. But I can tell people that you can sign up for every opportunity. There's the state site, which is open to all counties other than Fairfax County in the state. And then you can sign up at every, try to get it at any pharmacy that's offering it, including Walmart, CVS, and Harris Teeter stores. Last night I played around with this a little bit, and I have to say it seems a little bit easier. The process is easier, and there seem to be more openings available at Harris Teeter. So, but people need to know that they can sign up at multiple places, and then if they get it and they're offered an opportunity at another location, they just don't respond. Somebody else will fill that spot quickly.
So that's okay to do. That's not breaking the rules. You're not
no,
going to be in trouble.
Not.
And it's not selfish to do that.
No, it's not.
Now, what about the age groups? I mean, I've heard crazy stories. I don't know that they're Virginia stories of 20-somethings who have dressed up like old ladies and old men with masks and makeup to try to get the vaccine early. Are we, you know, if you go to a drugstore or a grocery store, is it still the same protocol based on age and the kind of weird subcategories that the state has set up? Is that still
right,
the rule
yes.
there?
Yes, every state is following whatever their particular guidelines are. And we're still at a point where some states are a little different. My brother and sister-in-law live in Philadelphia, and they are close to 75 with medical conditions, and they're having trouble getting the vaccine, where
wow.
Here we've rolled it out into the younger category with chronic medical conditions. So even like 16 and up, if you've got at least 1 to 2 medical conditions, now you can get the vaccine in Virginia. And so it's interesting how the states are different. But we haven't opened it up yet to healthy individuals under the age of 65.
All right. Well, that's the key thing, I think. Some of us... You know, I don't want to be selfish about it. I think I'm going to be all right, and I'm still not living life on the edge here. So I'm okay with people like my parents getting the vaccine, and I'll just wait. But I got to tell you, I'm supposed to go to the Mediterranean, and we've already paid for this trip in early June, and I think they're going to tell us we can't go if we haven't had the vaccine, and again, I don't want to be selfish, but I sure would like to take my trip since I've already paid for it. Do you think by then people without health problems who were kind of in this younger age demographic, there'll be enough shots for us to get that vaccine?
I'd almost bet on it. I looked at the Virginia numbers, and we've given over 2 million doses, and there is the population over 65 in Virginia is about 1,365,000. So we've already given out enough doses to cover the over 65. We're now able to cover people under that age with medical conditions, and we'll soon, there's enough vaccine for every, for the people approved to get the vaccine. So I'm not sure exactly how Virginia is going to roll it out, at what age, in the healthy population, if they're going to do a decade by decade or they're going to change to just opening it up to everyone.
Just go get it, a free-for-all kind
21
of
21 and over.
Yeah.
And then Pfizer's already failed their vaccine study for the 12 to 16-year-old group. So that'll be, and Moderna's looking at that age group, and then they'll drop to the younger children. But by the time we vaccinate everyone 12 and over, we may reach herd immunity. But I know you were concerned about the child that died, and we have had over 200 children in the U.S. die of COVID. Mm-hmm. So it'd be nice to offer it to those kids as
sure.
well.
Well, speaking of that story, and again, I don't want anybody to listen to the radio and think I'm mocking this poor kid or his family or being disrespectful or not understanding how horrible it must be to lose a child for any reason. But when I read the Richmond Times-Dispatch story, it mentioned that there was at least one other medical problem here that sounded like a long-term problem. I mean, that's what really happened, isn't it? I mean, COVID was the end of a bigger problem, or do we know that? Am I just probably speculating, and I shouldn't? What do you think?
Well, we don't know. There's a syndrome called a multi organ inflammatory disorder that also affects children, that can cause severe disease, even heart failure in children, and so they can die of that and not even have any other medical conditions. But children, just like adults with one or two medical conditions, which could be even obesity, and certainly we, because of the child's age, we don't know the details, but children these days, so 30% of children are obese, so between obesity and diabetes and other medical conditions, some of the children who have passed away have had cancer, but they probably would not have died of their medical condition. And so it would be nice to be able to provide kids with medical conditions a vaccine.
Yeah. And real quick before we go, I promised I'd ask about this Johnson & Johnson vaccine, which I understand is one shot versus two.
Mm-hmm.
And, it clearly it's coming out a couple of months after the other vaccines. Is this one better? It just seems like maybe it would be. What do you think?
Well, I'm scheduled to get it on Sunday. I'm allergic to one of the components of the Moderna and Pfizer vaccine, which I could have gotten sooner, but I'm getting it on Sunday. But I think I looked at the FDA presentation and looked at all the statistics. In the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, there were a less percentage studied 75 and older. So I personally think the option of the Pfizer and Moderna vaccine with a booster may be more effective in 75 and older, and those with two or more chronic medical conditions or an immune deficiency. So I would recommend my patients to get the Moderna or Pfizer vaccine if they're in one of those categories. But otherwise, it's safe. Effective in preventing hospitalizations and death. Mm-hmm. People with any of the vaccines, you can get a mild case of COVID, and we don't know enough about exactly what happens when those people get mild cases. Is it just cold symptoms, or are any people ending up with fatigue that lasts for months? So more of that data will come out later. But I think if you're concerned about the mRNA vaccine, I would take the Johnson and Johnson. The vector used is a modified adenovirus, which is a common human virus that we all are exposed to, and it can't cause an infection with the adenovirus. It has a genetic component of the spike protein. And we also know the Johnson & Johnson vaccine's a little bit better at preventing infection in the new strains, the new variants that are out that are causing some serious disease across the U.S.
I'm going to take this interview and email it to my mother, who still refuses to take it. And I told her, I said, I know you don't listen till 9 o'clock, but when I talked to Mary Schmidt, who is a doctor, not just somebody offering an opinion, Dr. Mary Schmidt, I want you to listen to what she's saying and help inform your stubbornness. It's really driving me crazy. Listen, I appreciate you coming on. Dr. Mary Schmidt from Schmidt & Libby Health Consultancy and at VCU. Thank you.
Thank you.